Hello, I'm Tilly and I'm 10 years old.
Hello, I am Eva and I'm 7 years old.
Hello, and I'm Martha and I'm 10 years old.
Hello, I'm Harry and I'm 6 years old.
Hello, I'm Billy and I'm 5 years old!
What are we doing today? Does anybody out of you five want to explain what we're going to be doing at Stray FM? You had your hand up first.
We are going to be doing crafts!
We're doing crafts? What kind of crafts are we doing?
Mother's Day crafts.
Mother's Day. And why do you think we should be doing Mother's Day crafts about this time?
Because it's nearly Mother's Day.
Does anybody know what date Mother's Day is this year?
Sunday the 10th of March. No.
Little bit out.
April.
Wait, is it the 21st?
Nobody knows. I think it's Sunday the 31st of March. So who else have we got in the room with us today?
Sarah
Mumbler manager Sally Hazelwood and Sarah Green, one of her slaves.
Oh my goodness. So we have Sally and we have Sarah. We're both from Mumbler. Hello, both of you. Now, how brave are we today doing arts and crafts at Stray FM HQ?
I mean, we know what we're getting in for. I think you are incredibly brave because we've done this before.
Yeah, I've absolutely no idea. So we're going to do five different crafty things today. I guess something that's really simple, really cheap, actually, for kids to do for their mums.
That's right, because actually when you ask any mum, what matters isn't what kids spend on you or what partners spend on their behalf. If they give you something that's handmade, it's worth more money than anything.
Yeah, well, you're about to see all this handmaking creation, so are you okay to see it before it's actually Mother's Day?
Yeah, do you know what? We're just happy that we're doing this at your offices and not ours.
Yeah.
So, Mumbler have brought to the Stray FM family show five different ideas for some simple crafts suitable for Mother's Day. You can see a step-by-step guide and pictures online at strayfm.com/family right now. So, first up, paint your own treasure box.
The heart box is a wooden box with a plastic heart shape cut into the top.
Okay, and where did we go and get this from, Sally?
Well, these were actually really cheap. I got these in Harrogate at the Works, and they were just £1 each, plain plywood boxes, and you can either paint them, felt tip them, or you can stick things onto them, so they're really nice little treasure boxes.
Or how about a bunch of 3D flowers?
Flowers.
Flowers, and how are you making the flowers?
Out of things that we use.
Basically, this is using straws and lots of crafty bits like tissue paper, feathers and cardboard to make a 3D bunch of flowers. You can pop it on the front of a card. And this one can be quite good for older children who need to practice their writing, or a less messy option, a handprint card.
Well, basically, I just got a piece of paper and I drew my hand on the front, and where the fingers were, I wrote nice things that I like about my mum.
And do you want to tell us what those five things are?
Okay. I put, you're really funny, you're the best hugger, you're the best dancer, you can sing amazingly, and you're the best cook.
Oh, are all those things true?
Yeah, especially the dancer. I'm awesome.
Next up, a handprint flower. This is more messy because it does involve paint, but it also uses up some of your cardboard recycling.
What are the egg boxes for? Are they to do with one of them?
Well, basically, we're going to cut the bits in the middle out and stick those parts onto the paper, and then we're going to put our hands in yellow paint, and then you can put your hands round so it looks like flower petals.
And finally, how about using your vegetables for something new? Introducing celery flowers.
You chop the celery off and dip it in paint and it makes like a rose.
Oh, actually,
very
I have
special,
seen that,
actually.
Yes.
It's on Pinterest at the moment, so we thought, you know what?
Wonderful Pinterest.
Yes.
It's a good idea to have a go at doing that.
So I think it's probably time then to start arts and crafts. Anyone up for doing some of that?
Yeah, me!
Can I join in too?
Yeah!
Good, okay, right, off we go then.
Gonna do. I need some green.
Try not to paint on the heart. Oh.
Never mind. You can wipe it off.
We can wipe it off at the end.
We're learning many things today during Arts and Crafts. One thing I can see being well learned is how we make the colour pink. How are you making the colour pink?
Using red and white
mixed into a pink pot.
Oh, it's making a beautiful shade of pink. So that's very useful for the colour techniques. The mum techniques, though, you've got a really good piece of advice for when it comes to arts and crafts and not getting paint, crayons, stickers and everything all over your house.
Yeah, one of the things that I learned by mistake was actually how useful a big piece of oilcloth can be. And you can buy them in Harrogate from the Remnant House and anywhere like Dunnell Mill, and you can get them off the roll, and it's just like a big tablecloth that is wiped clean, and it is invaluable for situations like this.
You can see the full step-by-step guide and pictures of all five craft ideas from the team at Mumbler at strayfm.com/family.
Tell us a little bit more about Mumbler. If someone has not heard of you before or they've seen what you do around, how could you describe it?
Well, it's a parenting resource. It's all very local. So we've got a Harrogate one. We've also got a Wharfdale and Craven one. We cover Leeds, Ripon and Lidderdale, and most of Yorkshire and actually nationwide. But each one's run as a local resource for local parents to help the parenting community find out what they need to know and to try and make family life a little bit easier. We've got a Facebook group is the sort of core of our community, and that's where parents can talk to each other. So if they want to share information or if they want to ask help and advice, so it's very much peer-to-peer and trying to get new parents to chat to each other, because it's so daunting when you first have a baby and you don't know what's going on. And then on the website side of things, yeah, we do, if we see some really good offers in the community, so quite often we're sharing the Stray FM offers, but also if you want to know which restaurants locally are good for going out and taking your family to, if they've got the facilities or if they're particularly family friendly, or if you're a parent looking for a new job, we've got lots of family-friendly roles on there. Basically everything that a local family could need to know. If it makes your life a little bit easier, we'll have it on Mumbler.
Okay, so if people want to find out more, is it as simple as kind of Googling Mumbler?
Exactly that. You can either just Google Mumbler, Harrogate Mumbler, or whichever town you're in, Mumbler, and it'll pop up.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks. I should have brought some wet wipes, shouldn't I?
Yep.